Swire disputed hundreds of Santiago's signatures. Her lawyers say over the past few days, it came down to a handful that would decide if she could stay on the ticket. Santiago took to Facebook Live Wednesday afternoon, saying the effort to validate her signatures was exhausting, calling Swire's claims bogus.
There is a man, a white man, that is coming after the legitimacy of a candidate, gay, poor candidate of color.
Swire tells WOVR he was within his legal rights to challenge Santiago's signatures. He also released a statement Wednesday saying he disagreed with the court's ruling, but looks forward to a, quote, honest campaign. This is the second time Santiago and Swire have faced off for a state house seat. 2 years ago, before redistricting, Swire narrowly beat Santiago in Allentown's 22nd. Santiago is one of a handful of Latinos running for state office in this year's midterm elections. Tyler Pratt, WOVR News.